Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
We do odd things on this show. This is a little bit of a different show. So if I'm going to Disney World next week, we talk about Disney World. We talk about it with you and things like that. We do odd things. Management scratches their head, but they're like, somehow his show has managed to stay on the air for now 14 years on national radio. I don't know how, but I guess it works.
Here's John Kincaid.
And a good morning to you. John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being with us. Allison Craig's an attorney listening. And Allison says, John, MLS came back successfully. Two clubs dropped out entirely because there were so many positive tests. And I said to her, and somehow the tournament is going strong with zero positive tests. Zero. You can't control decisions adults made that put them at risk. I said, it sounds like you want to control them, but you can. Then she says, well, you have to be honest with the facts when presenting an argument. People who don't follow MLS won't know that two different clubs had to drop out. All you keep saying is zero positive tests. Yes, Allison, because the positive tests were yesterday, Allison. Because I'm talking about what's going on today, Allison. Because I'm talking about that they tested over 1,100 people in Major League Soccer, Allison. And they tested negative yesterday. We're talking about current events, Allison. And I cannot worry about whether somebody else takes the time to actually understand what we're talking about on the show and go back and regroup. And again, why do teams have to drop out? Because certain teams didn't do what they were supposed to do as adults to be able to compete in this tournament. Certain teams didn't do the kind of things like, hey, guys, you know what they told these guys? Keep things under control. Don't be going out in public. Stay down. Lock yourself down. Don't be going out to bars. Don't be going out to restaurants. Don't be going out because we got to keep together. We don't want to spread. So, Allison, I can't control what adult men do. Maybe you think you can. Spoiler alert, you can't. So, yes, I will continue. Allison, current events, 1,100 tests, not one positive. It seems as if you're searching for a negative headline, trying to spin something negatively. You're a can't person, Allison. That's fine. You're a can't person. You're looking for the negative. You're dying for the negative. You're hoping for the negative. You're rooting for it. You're rooting for it. Come on. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process, navigating through the home loan process, my friends at Rocket can. Because Rocket can. They're positive. They're positive people. Allison wants me to do like a recap. Okay, let me go back. We're talking about, it's July 19th. But let me get you caught up on something that happened in March, April, and May, because I want you to know, just so we can have context with you. I think we have to put out cliff notes before the show. So Allison, in fact, I'm asking Allison to do it. Any story we're going to talk about today, Allison, we're going to talk about Daniel Snyder. Could you put out the legal brief on Daniel Snyder, please, for all the things so people can go back and read what happened months ago, please? Help me. Help me with that. As we get started in this hour of the show, man, I'm fired up. I am fired up today. Glad to see my friend Rhea Hughes is listening. Appreciate the play. I've entertained her this morning. Right off the bat here, Daniel Snyder. Ooh, Daniel Snyder, he's bad. He's bad. Now, Allison is going to ask me to go back and read off every single thing, positive or negative, that Daniel Snyder's done so you have context for my points. But I'm going to stay in current events, okay? I'm going to stick in current events because I don't have the time to get you caught up. So, if you know who Daniel Snyder is, if you don't, Google him. Bad glasses is all I'm going to say. Bad glasses. But Daniel Snyder, it's amazing how the same stories get treated. And I will tell you, there's a bloodthirst. When cancel culture comes after you, there's a bloodthirst. So the whole idea was get rid of the Washington football team's name. We cannot hear Redskins anymore, so they wanted it abolished, and they got rid of it. They finally got rid of it. But you know what? What happens when Dracula bites a neck and sucks the blood? Do you think Dracula then says, yeah, I've had my fill. I'm done. Finished. Try giving your dog, Nikki Foles in our house, little Nikki Foles, our puppy. Try giving Nikki Foles one treat. And she will hover around where the treat bowl is. And she will hover around that area every time you walk near it thinking, I might be getting a treat. Because that's what happens. But Dracula's going back for another neck because he's still thirsty. He drinks your blood. He sucks all the blood out. And you know what? Then he's tired. He tosses that corpse aside and he goes for somebody else. Bloodthirst. Daniel Snyder this week, and it's an embarrassing week for the Washington football team. But what do we get? They've finally gotten the name change. We don't know what it's going to be yet, but it's coming. But you know what now it's moved on to? Daniel Snyder shouldn't be able to own the team. It's not enough what he's saying. Now, this is a guy who now 15 women come out against the Redskins organization. And we'll talk to Sam Fortier from the Washington Post later on in the show, Redskins beat writer. Former Redskins beat writer, I should say. Not him being a former writer, but the Redskins. And Daniel Snyder, it's now morphed into the name change is coming. Victory, celebration, right? Nah, not for those folks. Now it's, I don't think Snyder is equipped to be able to make his organization better as far as sexual harassment. I think he needs to go. That's now the talking point. Daniel Snyder needs to go. Yeah. I heard that Daniel Snyder's this horrible owner that's just so terrible and the Redskins can't win with him, or the former Redskins can't win with him. Do you realize it was 20 months ago that the Washington Redskins at the time were 6-3 in first place in the NFC East by themselves? That was two seasons ago. That was a season and a half ago, till Alex Smith broke his leg. The Washington football team, with Jay Gruden in charge, with Daniel Snyder as the owner, the horrible owner, you can't win with him, it's terrible, he hires bad people, it's disgraceful. They were in first place by themselves on November the 11th of an NFL season, until they lost their starting quarterback in a gruesome broken leg injury. Are you crazy? I mean, seriously. Oh, you can't win with Snyder. He's terrible. Every team's terrible, and he hires the wrong people. Yeah, like when he brought back Joe Gibbs, you mean? You mean like when he brought back Joe Gibbs? Or when everybody was so excited that he hired Gruden's brother? You're blaming that on Daniel Snyder? And more importantly, you were fighting to have that name changed. But now it's about trying to get Daniel Snyder removed as the owner? Because you know what? For Dracula, there is never enough blood. For the blood suckers of the world, there's never enough blood. So they get what they want, and then they move on to the next thing. Well, wait a minute. We don't really like Daniel Snyder, so now we're going to move on. And you know what they didn't do? They didn't go after Mark Cuban. And those of you who know, through the big podcast with Shaq, which I co-host with a guy you might know his name, Shaquille O'Neal. He's really great. We've had Mark Cuban on the show various times. Mark Cuban and I have had some really spirited debates, conversations. Great. I love Mark Cuban. Big fan. But you know what Mark Cuban didn't get? The Daniel Snyder treatment. Mark Cuban's organization. Do you know what they were doing in the Mavericks offices and the Mavericks organization as far as harassment? Or are we just forgetting that? Or do we forget for the people that we like? We forget that they had an organization with that was involved in all these things. We just set that aside because we like them. We like that guy. Yeah. We don't want to talk about him badly. So for some reason, Mark Cuban's organization, which, by the way, honestly, some of the allegations, the only thing missing was a stripper pole in the lobby with the Mavericks. That was about the only thing they were missing. It was bad. It was a bad culture, which I hear all the time about Daniel Snyder. Bad culture. And Mark Cuban is beloved. He's beloved. Mark Cuban is considered like he speaks out on every issue. So don't play it both ways with me here. If people are now going to try to blame Daniel Snyder for the actions of grown men who worked for his organization, then Mark Cuban can't be the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Have some consistency, people. Have some consistency. Because it was supposed to be about the Washington team name being changed. But as soon as they got that, Dracula was like, I need more blood. Blood, give me some more blood. Yep. He wanted more blood. That's what he wanted. More blood. So now he wants Daniel Snyder removed. Okay. When Mark Cuban is removed as an owner in the NBA, tell me about Daniel Snyder being removed as an owner in the NFL. Then I'll have that conversation with you. But for some reason, there doesn't seem to be a bloodthirst to remove Mark Cuban. I wonder why. I think you know the answer. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? I like saving money, so that's what's a good deal for me. Geico could already save you tons. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. I have a 16-year-old that is 3 weeks from getting her license. I think she scheduled her driver's license appointment coming up. I'm already feeling it. Oh, man.
Thank God. Has she made a decision on the car yet?
What do you mean? You mean whether she's driving a car?
Yeah.
She'll go drive her mother's car. She's not getting a car. Are you out of your mind?
Well, I wasn't sure. Maybe she saved money up. Maybe she could afford to get something cheap.
Well, she could. If she wanted to get something cheap, that's fine. But can she insure it? Can she pay for the maintenance? Can she pay for the gas?
Guess not.
Well, then guess what? She ain't getting no car. She can drive one of her parents' beautiful cars.
They are beautiful.
She can drive either one of them if she wants. That's fine. She's not getting a car. Her mother and father didn't get a car. Why should she get a car?
I think she should be thrilled. You have two beautiful cars at home.
Right, exactly.
She's not going to be able to afford anything better than what you guys have.
Yes, exactly. I mean, she'll be just fine. But she ain't getting no car. Her Uncle Shaq asked the same question. Well, when are you getting her car? No, I'm not. I'm not. Oh, and by the way, I'm not getting behind the wheel with any pimple-faced teenage boy either. Sorry. Not happening. Not happening. I'm not putting my precious cargo in the hands of some, kid hopped up on Clearasil. Even though I don't think she's really, she sort of looks past that a little bit. Interesting. Gentleman says here, Redskins weren't in first place. I was screaming at my radio. And then I looked it up. They were. Good point. Yeah, the Redskins who can't win with Daniel Snyder. They can't possibly win with Daniel Snyder. He hires all the wrong people. He's in first place by themselves 9 games into the season in 2018 till their quarterback breaks his leg. So please, dial down the vitriol. Dial it down. Because now it's all about removing Daniel Snyder. And I say, okay, go get Mark Cuban first. Remove him. Because if you're going to hold a grown man responsible as an owner of a team, for the actions of grown men that work for him, then the same standard applies. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't use your personal, well, I like Mark Cuban. I really like him. He's great on Shark Tank. And do you know, he may run for president. Well, then that's fine. Don't use a double standard with me. If one guy has to go, the other guy should go first. Should go first. But you know it and I know it. For the Draculas out there, there's never going to be enough blood. And they're going to move from one topic to the next. Well, what's the next thing we're moving to? We'll move to the next thing. Today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, CBS Sports Network gets the ball rolling with the 2020 PBA Championship. The top 8 bowlers compete for big money and an even bigger title on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. I will get some of your calls in, if you wish, at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. And I'm going to help you, I'm going to ask you to help me potentially make some money. How about that? It's the John Kincaid Show, this is CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot
he
of
loves being right. We just wish he was more often. Now back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
My favorite song, Anthony, you played my favorite. Turn it up just a little bit right here, please, if you will.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
And I am annoyingly, like, singing this or whistling it as I'm on that little people mover after I get off at McCarran Airport tomorrow. Oh, I can't wait. Very looking forward to it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I will, before I get to the calls here, Anthony Pierano, 32.5. I've decided to pass on your Mets for consideration because I think the Mets number is a pretty good number. Like, I don't see any disparity in that number at 32.5. Like, I could see the Mets winning 33. I could see the Mets winning, like, I could see the Mets being a little better than a 500 club.
We will be. I guarantee it.
But 32.5? You're guaranteeing me 33-27?
Absolutely. See,
wow. How about the Phillies at 31.5? I'm thinking of betting under.
Are you touching the Yankees or Dodgers at all?
I am looking at the... Here, okay. Here's the... Just so people can play along with us. Yankees number is dropped to 37.5. It was 38 for a while.
Yeah. Now it was 38.5 when it first
now it's
came out.
Now it's 37.5.
Because when it was 38.5, both the Yankees and the Dodgers, I was definitely saying down.
So you were going to go both of them
yeah,
below?
Just because if you
you're
look...
You're going to go both of them below, right?
Well, yes, because if you look at... when it was 38.5, over 162 games, that means they would have to win 65% of their games.
Yeah.
Now, three teams have done that over the past 2 years, but from 2002 to 2017, zero teams won 65% of the games. That's very hard to do.
And here's another one that I don't... But here's the only thing I got a problem with, is that this season, though, is unlike any other, because I don't like the Yankee number, and it's weird that you said it, because I was thinking under for the Yankees. But because I'm thinking the Yankees go like 35 and something like 35 and 25.
Yeah.
Because 36 and 24. Because you're playing, you got to play the Braves, you got to play the Nationals, you got to play the Mets, you got to play the Phillies.
And then they're in your own division.
I think the teams in the East have a really hard time. What do you think of Tampa Bay's number at 33.5? Because I like it higher.
Tampa Bay, watch out for Tampa Bay.
33.5. I like that number. Like, I like going over on that number.
It could be really dangerous in a shortened season like this.
What do you think about the Nationals pitching? Nationals number at 33.5. The Nationals pitching, you wouldn't touch them because of the lineup. The thing is, their pitching, starting pitching, is so dominant. You know what I mean? So dominant. Oh my gosh! All right, 855-212-4CBS. If you want to get in on the action, love having you a part of the John Kincaid Show. We're going to Erie, Pennsylvania, where Tony joins us. Tony, have you watched the documentary about the bank robbery bomber? from Erie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm telling you, if that woman lived next door to me, I'd burn my own house down. I would burn my own house down. She's scary, man.
Oh, very scary. Yeah, by I live way, about every, 10 minutes from where she
really?
Lived.
Every single person in that story, by the way, they all lived like hoarders.
Yeah, they because all lived it's not... Erie's crazy. Not really that big, so you can get anywhere in 10 or 15 minutes, really.
Oh, my gosh. That was that was a crazy story. That
oh, was it was. Story. It was. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember when that happened. I mean, that was national news big time.
All right. Your gut instinct. Just a gut instinct. Doesn't have to be right or wrong. Was the guy who got killed in the bombing, was he in on it or not after you watch all the data?
I don't think he was.
Really?
I really don't. I don't think he had the mental capacity to be involved with something like that. I think they took advantage of him.
See, I think they took advantage of him, but I think they fooled him into doing it.
It's possible.
I think they fooled him into doing it, and he wasn't thinking that there would be a thing. From watching the show, I was like, that was creepy.
I've seen a couple different documentaries, so it depends on which. They had one on ID, too.
Oh,
I can't recall what it was called. But
all right, I'm sorry to derail your call, but I
that's all right. No, no
problem.
What
do you got, Tony?
I hopped in the car this morning, and when I first turned on the radio, I thought you were part of the people that are dogging Daniel Snyder. I'm like, oh, God, here we go again. Then I realized you were defending him.
Well,
I'm a big Redskins fan.
I'm not defending him. I'm not defending his competency as an owner.
Right.
But I'm absolutely going to defend him for now. The same people who wanted the name changed, that were dying to get that. You know, win that fight. Now
right.
They've moved on to he needs to be removed because of this Washington Post story, which is garbage. Because you take Mark Cuban out first, and so if Mark Cuban has to go out, then Daniel Snyder next.
Well, not just that. I mean, any company. Let's say any big major company. The owner he hires people to run his company, and he's not always going to know what's going on. You can't blame him because an employee who he doesn't even know. Probably anything about the guy goes and does something. If he doesn't
Correct.
Know about that,
and more importantly,
know,
he's not
how
responsible.
Do you got to sell your company now.
He's not for you. Yeah, because you see, it's that they want him to. Because as I said,
they don't like him.
Dracula is never going to tire of blood. It's the next victim they're moving on to.
Exactly. Exactly.
So,
it's bad enough. I mean, you know, as a Redskins fan, my whole life. Since I was 7 years old, they're basically rest in peace, as I've known them since then.
What do you want as a name?
What's that?
What do you want as a name?
I haven't even really put much thought into it. I saw a bunch of people are going
Warriors.
For Red Wolves.
Warriors seems to be a popular pick.
That could work. And Red Wolves.
Yeah, it might
that.
Work.
It's
you never,
not gonna, it's going to be so different.
It
just
will
baffles
be.
Me that they've been the Redskins since 1930 what?
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden...
Well, change happens. All right, Tony,
you know,
thank
you,
buddy.
When they were winning Super Bowls and this and that, you didn't hear anything about this.
No.
You know.
All right, Tony, take care of yourself. And if anyone asks you to deliver a pizza, don't go. Don't go. Dave in Whitehall, Maryland joins us. Dave, you're on the John Kincaid Show. How are you, Dave?
All right. Hey, I just want to say that I think Dan Snyder should defend and stand his ground and not give in and, you know, give his team up.
Oh, he's not going to give his team up. There's no precedence for it.
But as far as where this is all going, I watched a podcast yesterday on Fox 45, and they said that this is just going to be the beginning. They want their goal is to rewrite the whole Constitution, but they said all this stuff, getting rid of the Redskin name and all this stuff. They said it's just the beginning of what their goal is.
Here's what I could tell you. First of all, who is they? And I appreciate your call. I don't deal in theys. Because what I find is that people who are on the far right or the far left, they deal in theys. Neither one of those kind of people interests me. And I'm just sorry, but they give me a show and I get to put my name on it and I get to decide some things. I have no interest in any kind of political discussions, anything like that, where it involves they. Because they is very vague, and I don't want to get into the politics discussion of it either. Because the people who are on the far right and the far left, both of them drive me nuts. Because they both believe, both of those groupings of people, they believe that the other side is just totally deranged and mental cases and idiots. And I believe that the vast majority of us aren't part of either one of those tribal, crazy politics people. And we've done a over a 3-month ban now in our house of watching any kind of political TV. And I used to love a television show called The Five on Fox with Juan Williams and Greg Gutfeld and everything like that. The only thing I will watch now is the comedy show that Greg Gutfeld does. That's the only one my DVR will be set for. And my life is a lot better for not having politics in it 24/7 because they both just are preaching to their own echo chambers. So we don't do that here. We don't do that here. By the way, unless you can get, what is it, 36 states? You need 36 states to be able to, you're going to really need to be able to really change the Constitution. I don't think that's going to happen. So don't worry about what they were telling you on that documentary. Don't deal. The minute you hear they, tune it out. The minute you hear they, just ignore it. And the person who's using they, painting everybody with one big brush as if everybody who believes one thing in life that's different than what you believe is some, they're crazy. They don't know what they're doing. They're nuts. The minute you're into that they stuff, it just doesn't work.
The Unexpected, back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Got remarried in Vegas. Well, not remarried. Got renewed my wedding vows in Vegas at the Elvis Chapel, the real one. The Graceland Chapel, the real one. And there is a real one. And Elvis presided over the ceremony. It was our 10-year anniversary, and had a great, great time. Absolutely love it. Very anxious to see what Vegas has to offer tomorrow. And it's been a strange year. It's been a strange year. I heard Sal Licata's show earlier this morning, Anthony. And Sal Licata was taking a phone call from a listener, and he said that this guy was a big fan of the Washington football team.
Yeah.
And he was calling Sal and he says, I think we need to clean up the organization. And his suggestion was that they hire Ray Lewis. And after after my car almost drove off the road into the guardrail, I got it back on the road, avoided the accident. Because like hysterical laughing should not come along with driving. His suggestion was Daniel Snyder, we can't really trust him to run an organization. The Washington football team needs to bring in Ray Lewis. Exactly. That's exactly what it sounded like. Yeah, they need to bring in Ray Lewis. That's a great idea. Because if you've had controversy in your organization and maybe things that you want to bring in Ray Lewis, that just makes total sense. What is going on? My gosh. Seriously. What's going on? 855-212-4CBS. Mark is in Maryland, and he joins us now on the John Kincaid Show. Mark, how are you, buddy?
I'm well, John. Hey, thanks for taking my call. Real quickly, this is kind of an unusual. I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania, and of course I heard your comments. I am. I'm from there, but I live in the D.C. area now.
Oh, okay.
So, there's an interesting intersection of things here. Let me just say, I agree. Wonderful analogy, by the way, with the vampire thing.
Yes.
But quite frankly, and I am totally opposed, old white guy, Republican, so I'm totally opposed to the cancel culture. However, I will tell you this. I think it's not the same people calling for Daniel Snyder's demise. Oddly enough, I've been a Redskins fan for the last almost 50 years, too.
Okay.
So,
In the media, I can tell you it is.
Oh,
in the sports media. Maybe not, because I've heard shows that I listen to, and the same people who wanted the Redskins' name changed are now the same people saying, I think this story's a blockbuster. How long do we hear about this? 4 days out.
Right,
blockbuster story coming. This is going to be amazing, and it speaks to the culture.
Sickening. And I do not support sexual harassment.
But nobody does.
It was not a blockbuster, and you're correct. So, for example, John Blackstone, I think it's Blackstone, Kevin, I think his first name is.
Right.
He thinks it's racist that they did not consult, first apologize, then consult with groups who were opposed to the name for the new name. I mean, wait a minute.
And as I say to Mr. Blackstone, I would say the Native American community that they chose to speak to, because they chose to ignore a lot of the Native American community who supported the name.
90%.
So the minute that they wanted the name changed, then that's it. They don't owe the Native American community anything to let them pick the next name. What in the blank is he talking about?
I totally agree with you.
It's ridiculous.
You're probably right from the media side, and I hadn't considered that. But
that's what I was talking about.
And again, as a Redskins fan, I'm not appalled by Dan Snyder, but he's been a fan instead of an owner, and you know, going for the aged superstars when he went for Deion.
You know
Sanders
who else?
And,
you know who else used to be is what I will tell you is. You know who else used to be?
No,
Ted Turner, back in the day when he owned the Atlanta Braves.
And then at
some point he hired John Schuerholz, right. And John Schuerholz brought back Bobby Cox. And the rest is history. 14 division titles in a row. It doesn't mean that someone can't learn. It doesn't mean that at some point someone can't learn.
But
so hopefully he does. Yeah, I know.
So, great.
Thank you, buddy.
Really enjoy it. Thanks.
I appreciate you listening. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Did you see the feel-good story of the weekend, Anthony? That Trevor Lawrence got engaged?
Congratulations.
Did you see it? Did you see the pictures?
I did not see the pictures.
Okay, just Google it so we can have the conversation. I should have told you beforehand. So Trevor Lawrence got engaged, the Clemson quarterback, who, by the way, being in the, you know, he was in a suburb of Atlanta. He was a fantastic, absolutely fantastic young man in his community. He's been a fantastic young man for Clemson. This is a guy who just is, you know, dial it up. He does a fantastic job.
Where did he get engaged? In the stadium?
Yes. Okay, at the 50-yard line. At the 50-yard line of the stadium, he drops to a knee and proposes. All right? Now, here's what I'm going to say, though, is if you go and you read the stories, he surprised his girlfriend with a proposal at the 50-yard line of the stadium. Could we stop? Can we stop with this stuff? I'm very happy for Trevor Lawrence. If he's a young man in love, chase your heart, you know, go follow your heart, do the right thing. He's a young man based in faith and everything like that. That's awesome. But can we stop with the, I know we're in the era of Instagram, and the era of everything has to be a professional photographer pictures. Okay, so he surprised his girlfriend, they say, with a proposal at the 50-yard line. Okay, did you see how they're dressed? So he's in a suit. She's in a very pretty dress like you'd wear to go out to a dinner or a wedding reception or something like that, or that you might want to take pictures in. Then he walks her out to the 50-yard line and gets down on one knee. And what do we know about that? That there was a professional photographer or somebody there taking pictures of it. Can we stop with the... He surprised his girlfriend with a proposal at the 50-yard line. Did she not see the photographer or the person taking pictures of them walking on an empty stadium? Did she not see that? That you always get all dressed up? And I mean heels, dress, suits. Come on.
Maybe he told her there was some kind of function at the stadium for the football team.
Well, there was nobody there.
How do we know? How do you know?
Because there's nobody. Anthony, it's an empty stadium. You can see the pictures. It's an empty stadium.
It's from one angle.
It's an empty stadium, Anthony.
John, you don't know that for a fact.
Yes, you do know it was an empty stadium. That's in the story. There was nobody there. But guess what? Do you not notice that there's a photographer there? And you're walking out to the 50-yard line. Like, why are you walking out to the 50-yard line? Come on. I know, Anthony, I know your generation is about documenting everything. everything's got to be for the gram, right?
Everyone has a professional photographer for the most part when they get engaged.
Then I understand that. So stop telling me it was a surprise engagement.
Well, it could be a surprise. She could have been surprised by it.
Come on. Come on. I want your votes on this.
I have to read the story because I don't know all the details. Maybe he told her there was something going on at the stadium.
Okay, and then you get to the stadium and nobody's there. And then there's a photographer. And you're walking out to the 50-yard line. What do you think you're doing?
Man, check out this turf. Do we have great landscapers or what? They're a very beautiful couple. God bless them. Much happiness. Much, much happiness. Okay, I've got an NFL over-under number for you. I need some help with. I'm looking at a few numbers that I am very, very interested in. One of them being the New York Jets, Anthony, at 6.5.
Wow, how about that?
You're a Jet fan. So you've got a little internal bias, just like I would with the Eagles or whatever. 6.5. Jets look like a 7-win, 500-ish team this year, don't they?
They could be. Again, the Jets would not be, if I'm trying to win money, the Jets wouldn't be jumping off the top of my list.
Okay, is there a team that you are intrigued by? You're very intrigued by. Anybody?
Wait, what's the number? Are the Chiefs the 10.5?
Chiefs are 11.5. But I'll tell you this, four losses, you get to lose four times.
I do not think the Chiefs are going anywhere. I would go with the over with the Chiefs. I would feel comfortable going over the 11.5.
I got to tell you, I'm thinking below on the Ravens at 11.5. I guess I have to be then thinking that Cleveland would be better, Cincinnati would be better, Pittsburgh would be better. The AFC as a whole would be better. But the Ravens at 11.5 number just is one that I'm itching to go under. The San Francisco 49ers 10.5 number. I get to see the Niners lose 5 times. Wouldn't that, like, right now when you just look at it, wouldn't I get to see the Niners lose 5 times and I still win my bet? They go 11-5? I mean, Dallas and the Eagles are 9.5. I will always, unless I think my team's going to be terrible, bet the over on that one. But the Eagles and the Dallas number, I think that's right about where they should be.
Tampa Bay at 9.5?
Yes. Going under.
You're going under?
Yes.
You've already made that decision, huh?
I'm going under. They're going to be one of the teams I go under.
Wow, okay.
What about you?
Brady with throwing to Evans and you got Howard there.
How's that offensive line? Drunk. How's that offensive line?
It's improved.
It's not good. No, it's not good, though. It's not good. That it is. It's not a good one. I think the Buccaneers under 9.5 is one that I think I'm committed to that. Now, they could still be a playoff team. What I'm fascinated by is Green Bay and Minnesota are both 9. So what the odds makers are telling me is Tampa 9.5, Seattle 9.5, Eagles 9.5, Cowboys 9.5, 49ers 10.5, Saints 10.5. That means they think that before you get to any team out of the NFC North, there are already 6 teams in the NFC that are better than them. That seems weird to me. That number seems really weird. And why are the Chicago Bears at 8.5?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Like, why is that number 8.5? Like, there's just numbers that are screaming out to me. Atlanta Falcons, 7.5. The Falcons have been 7-9 the last 2 years. And by the way, both of those years, I bet the over. I bet the over, and I lost. And I lost. So do I go for the trifecta of betting on them again? And losing that one. So there's some really interesting numbers. The one thing is, what happened to the Rams? Rams number is 8.5. Remember a couple years ago, the Rams were reinventing football and the Rams were going to be the team to beat for so many years. And the Rams are at 8.5.
McVay was the genius.
Oh, gosh. It was like, I mean.
They were the toast of the NFL.
Absolutely. Everybody went out and tried to hire the next Sean McVay, right? That was the whole talking point. Rams are 8.5. I think Arizona's improved. Seattle's good, really good. They're usually a very good team.
Yeah, that's an intriguing one, the Cardinals.
The Cardinals number is seven.
Seven?
So if seven comes up, you get your money back. So if they go 7-9, you get your money back. Here's the only problem I have with picking them for seven this year is I don't believe the Rams are terrible.
No.
And I think the 49ers and the Seahawks are really good.
Yeah, tough division.
So that's a tough division to expect a team to make a jump. Cleveland at 8.5 is intriguing. If you have content, if you want to share anything on your favorite team, pass along any information. I will gladly accept it. At John Kincaid, if you want to get in with us. Love to hear from you. College basketball coaches are trying to pull a fast one, but it wouldn't be the first time, right? And can we be honest about this virus and professional sports? We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.